Welcome back to our weekly conversation with the head coach of the boys basketball program, Coach Don Carlisle. Coach, I'm glad that we're still here talking every week. That means the Giants are continuing to play. And win or lose, this will be your last game of the year coming up on Saturday night against Carmel. The state championship game, you got the win over Center Grove in the semi-state game. We'll start there with the semi-state, the game that you had to win to get here. Talk about that game, a game where I felt like you guys controlled a majority of that contest from start to finish, what you guys wanted to do both offensively and defensively. How did you feel in that game, and what do you have to say about your guys getting the big, hard-fought win over Center Grove?
Yeah, actually, I just felt like game plan, scheme-wise, we executed it. Initially going into that game, we wanted to run guys at Trace and make it difficult for them. But I was watching film, and midweek I changed the game plan and just decided that we would stay at home and take away their shooters. You know, Trace is a really good player, and he was going to do what Trace was going to do. He had 34. I don't know how many rebounds he had, but he had a heck of a game and made some big-time plays. But we were willing to give that up and not let the other guys hurt us as much.
Yeah, I was speaking with your assistant coach, Coach Bragg, who comes up and does a pregame interview with us before every game, and he said, you know, Trace Jackson Davis, he's going to get his points. He's going to get his average. We just got to limit the other. So what guys do you feel like stepped up to control that and limit other guys, such as Ben Nickerson and Spencer Piercefield, from getting their points?
I mean, the same guys has been kind of doing it throughout the tournament. Jeff Clayton, he did a really good job. He was kind of one-on-one with Trace the whole day. You know, DeJuan had that drew that assignment, and they just really did a really good job. And I thought that Dominic Day, the second, he did a really good job defensively, as he has been throughout this tournament. And Cameron Maul, he did a pretty good job on the point guard to keep them out of their offense and things that they wanted to do. It was tough for them to get the ball to Trace where he wanted it, and you know, he still did what he did, but it was difficult, and I was proud of the guys for that.
Coach, this game with Carmel coming up on Saturday, and I'm sure you already know this, marks the fourth time you will play a team in the tournament that you've already played earlier in the year, minus Decatur Central there in the sectional. But all of them that you've been victorious over have been mixed schools, obviously, minus Decatur Central. So talk about that. How has your team responded to that? They know they fell to Carmel earlier by 10, but they also lost to LC. So how have you used that as motivation in this week in preparation?
It's not much I have to do. You know, we lost to them. And I like our guys with a chip on their shoulder. I've mentioned that before. As opposed to, you know, say, for instance, Decatur Central game. Not, like I said, not taking anything away from them. But these guys have beat us before. And that keeps us locked in. And I like our chances when our guys are locked in.
Coach, Carmel was in the state finals last year against Warren Central. They returned three of the starters from that group that played in the state finals. Mm-hmm. You guys have three guys who were a part of the team, including Jalen Windham, who made a big impact in that state finals game. So talk about how their experience and also how you guys have used your guys who have had experience in the state finals game on the big stage to your advantage this week.
Experience is huge, but it's not everything. You know, guys that have never been there, myself included, when I was in that same situation as a young player, we just had to play. You know, you only have one game left, so experience plays a part, but not a huge part in who wins this game.
Coach, Carmel obviously only one loss on the season, that being to Brownsburg. What do you game plan for them? Obviously, John Michael Malloy, the big man down low, he's headed to Butler next year to play his college ball. So what do you have to take away from him and the rest of the Carmel team?
That is tough. You know, they make you beat them. They're not going to beat themselves. They don't really turn the ball over. And they execute pretty well on offense. So for me to take away from what, especially the first time that we played them, is, you know, we play pretty good defense. We just didn't score a whole lot. So Jalen Windham probably had one of his worst games of the season against Carmel the first time. And we're just looking forward for our guys to play a little bit better and be able to score the ball. And if we continue to play defense that we've been playing and getting those defensive rebounds and limiting them to one or zero shots, I think that we'll be just fine.
Coach, I want to go back to the semi-state game just for a moment. That leads me into my next question. Mm-hmm. How do you think your guys handled the moment down at Washington in the Hatchet House, obviously a packed house, and how are you preparing them for the bigger moment that is to come on Saturday night?
Man, like I said before, it's just about taking baby steps and not necessarily taking the game as a whole, but in parts. So if we, like you said, if you win the possession, a possession on top of a possession becomes a quarter, you win that quarter. And as long as you win 3 to 4 of those quarters, then the outcome of the game will take care of itself. So I'm not really preaching on winning the game. Like I said, I really just want them to take in the moment and try to win every possession that we can.
Coach, if you are able to be victorious and win the state title game, I know you're not even thinking of that yet, but you would be the only coach in boys basketball to win a state championship game as a player at Ben Davis and come back and coach his alma mater to a state finals. Damon Bailey did that at Bedford North Lawrence, but he did it with the girls program. You'd be the only guy that has done it with the boys program. Talk about how unique that would be for you.
It'll be a great accolade for myself and the school. It speaks volumes to, like I said, the forward thought of them bringing me in. I don't know if anyone else outside of the people in these walls thought that this would be possible, but here we are, and we're looking forward to the challenge. And if it happens, it'll be a great deal for me and my family and the whole Ben Davis family.
Coach, thanks for your time and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
Coach Carlisle on our weekly conversation. They'll play in the state championship game coming up on Saturday night at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. 8:15 start time. WBDG hits the airwaves about 8 p.m. with the pregame show. Again, they face Carmel, a team they've already lost to earlier in the regular season, but they've overcome that all throughout the tournament. We look forward to bringing you the coverage on WBDG. Thanks for tuning in. For Coach Carlisle, my name's Grant Covey. Have a wonderful day.